This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. United Nations agencies are trying to determine if famine should be officially declared in war-ravaged Sudan. Since April last year, the Sudanese army has been fighting the rapid support forces, and now 750,000 people will be suffering catastrophic food shortages in the coming months. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
On Wednesday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said 12 million people have been displaced in what is the world's largest humanitarian crisis.
People are dying from a lack of access to essential services and medicines.
The latest projection by the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC, states that between June and September, an estimated 756,000 people will be in Phase 5 catastrophe. That means the country has not yet reached famine, but is still considered a major crisis. In areas formally designated as Phase 5 famine, more than 2 people per 10,000 are dying daily.
David Doyle from Reuters. All G7 countries will contribute to a loan package worth some $50 billion to Ukraine, backed by proceeds from immobilized Russian assets, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Thursday.
It is a strong signal that we are sending to Ukraine that we will support Ukraine in its fight for freedom for as long as it takes. It is also a strong signal to Putin that Putin cannot outlast us.
Plans by the G7 to provide additional financial support for Ukraine show that the wealthy industrial nations remain committed to the country more than 2 years after Russia's invasion. A unanimous U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday preserved access to the medication that was used in nearly two-thirds of abortion in the country last year. It marked the court's first abortion decision since overturning Roe v. Wade. This is VOA News. Right-wing parties chalked up major gains in several key European countries following the European Parliament elections, with France facing perhaps the biggest fallout. VOA's Lisa Bryant has more.
President Macron called for parliamentary elections this week. The two rounds will begin June 30th and go through July 7th. It came after the far-right national rally captured nearly a third of the vote in European Union legislative elections. Macron is deeply unpopular for the reforms he's pushed through and for what many perceive as his autocratic demeanor. Controversial France Unbound leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon told French TV that if the left gains ground, he would be capable of becoming the next prime minister. Meanwhile, the traditional right-wing Les Républicains is in disarray after its leader Éric Ciotti announced an alliance with the National Rally. Lisa Bryant, VOA News.
Chinese Premier Li Qiang met with New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon on Thursday in Wellington, where the two leaders played up the ability of, quote, good friends, unquote, to respectfully disagree. Wellington in recent years has struck a more moderate tone with Beijing on security matters than many of its Western partners. After their meeting, Luxon and Li announced new agreements on trade, environmental, and other issues. Shafalsky's horses have returned to the steppes of Kazakhstan after nearly 200 years, part of an ambitious scheme to reintroduce the world's last wild horses to their original habitats. Reuters' Rachel Faber reports.
Shavalsky's horses, named after the Russian geographer who discovered them, once roamed across Central Asia, but they disappeared entirely from the wild by the end of the 1960s, remaining only in captivity. Now, thanks to an ambitious international effort, they're being reintroduced to their original habitats. The Golden Steppe region of central Kazakhstan, the horses will stay in an acclimatization enclosure for a year to learn how to find water and food during the steppe's harsh winters. The zoo plans to move approximately 40 more horses in the next 5 years.
Timothy Mueller of Fort Worth, Texas, in the United States, was charged on Thursday with threatening to jail or, quote, slaughter, unquote, an FBI agent over the criminal case against President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. According to the criminal complaint, Mueller on June 11th called an FBI agent who had been assigned to investigate a laptop belonging to Hunter Biden. When the agent disconnected from the call, Mueller called again and left a threatening voice message. He was in court on Thursday. And to recap, a unanimous U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday preserved access to a medication that was used in nearly two-thirds of abortions. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.